98.7 FM and MyChasm.com. Broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
And Randy Rothstein is ready with the Dick Putz Show. Take it away, Randy.
Thank you, Barry, and good evening, everyone. The Dick Putz Show on KASM Radio. Time to take a look at scores and highlights from various amateur baseball games played across central Minnesota this past weekend. Our Dick Putz Show brought to you tonight by Promotional Resources Incorporated, the Sox Center Herald, and the Star Post, Cutzer Excavating of Albany, Kramer, Lumber True Valley in Melrose, the Freeport State Bank, El Rosa Lumber, the Woodshop of Avon, El Rosa Bar and Lounge, Half Police Bar of Richmond, BNS Excavating, Albany Fiber Communications, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Black Financial of Avon, Westside Liquor in Wake Park, Dairyland Supply of Sauk Center, West Central Sanitation, Albany Chrysler Center, Kensington Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center in Long Prairie, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Richmond, the Greenwald Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Realty, and Willembring Dahl, Woken and Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon, and Albany. You hear the Dick Putz Show every Sunday night, 7 o'clock, right here on KASM Radio. And again, if you don't catch the entirety of our Dick Putz Show tonight, we do have it posted on our webpage, MyChasm.com. MyChasm.com, Kirby will put that Dick Putz Show up for you sometime tomorrow. All right, let's dig into the Dick Putz Show here on KASM Radio. Over in the County Line League today, Atwater traveled over to Regal, and Atwater defeats Regal by a score of 10-4. 10 runs, 13 hits, and an error for Atwater. 4 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for Regal. On the mound for Atwater this afternoon, David Kingery starts, picking up the win, relieved by Josh Kingery in the ninth, and the catcher was Stroman. For Regal, Brandon Wadle starts on the mound, taking the loss, relieved by Kyle Roloff in the fourth. Grant Roman in the seventh, Jordan Wozmik in the ninth, Wadle with the loss, and the catcher, Derek Dangerud. Hitting highlights for Atwater today, Josh Kingery, 2-for-5. Jeff Peterson was 2-for-3. Kobe Holtz, 2-for-4. Jordan Olson was 2-for-5 with a double, and Carson McCain, 3-for-6. He had a home run this afternoon for Atwater. For Regal, Derek Dingerud, 3-for-4 with a double. Bennett Schultz had 3 hits, and Grant Papreff, 2-for-4 today. A final from Regal had Atwater defeating Regal 10-4. Got a couple other scores tonight in the County Line League and just scores. Starbuck defeated Painesville today 4-2. Starbuck 4, Painesville 2. And New London Spicer over Norway Lake Sundberg 6-5 today. That was New London Spicer over Norway Lake Sundberg, 6-5. We're going to take a break here on the Dick Putz Show, and when we come back, it's going to be Victory League scores and highlights right after these messages.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor. With 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections. We truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor is one near you.
Greenwald Insurance Agency is proud to sponsor the Dick Putz Show, aired on KASM, a longtime popular part of baseball in central Minnesota. Good luck to all the area teams from the Greenwald Insurance Agency. Come see us at the Greenwald Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Talk to Paul Oberding, Troy Freeler, Lisa Bertram, Ruth Heinen, or Jim Camphankel. They are all available to help you with your farm, auto, home, health, and business needs. Give us a call, 320-987-3223. Wishing all the best to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams is El Rosa Bar and Lounge. After the game, stop in for a cold refreshment, and if you need something to eat, the grill is on. Offering a menu of appetizers, salads and seafood, burgers, sandwiches, homemade pizzas, chicken wings, beverages, and a kids menu. Good eating, good company, and cold refreshments when you stop in at El Rosa Bar and Lounge in El Rosa. Are you confident that your investments will provide you with enough cash flow for retirement? Do you have an old 401k you are not sure what to do with? Black Financial Services will answer all your questions and help you pursue your financial goals and dreams with one-on-one attention and personalized financial options. Call 320-356-9031 to schedule a free consultation. Securities and Investments Advisory Services offered through Woodbury Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Black Financial Services is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services. Black Financial Services, located at 110 Avon Avenue North in Avon, Minnesota. Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now's the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa.
We all look forward to annual traditions. Farmers return to their fields and raise crops for another year. The wildlife spring into action to raise their newborn, and baseball is being played on our hometown fields. Farmers always have a renewed optimism for a profitable growing season, and at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, we thank our farmers for believing in the co-op model. It's never too late to do a custom farm plan or to have a discussion with the Painesville Soil Center about crop scouting during the growing season. Look us up online at PainesvilleCoop.com. And to all our area amateur baseball teams, have a great season from the Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
All right, Randy, back to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Barry. You bet. Let's go over to the Victory League tonight. St. Wendell traveling to Fort Ripley today. And St. Wendell defeats Fort Ripley by a score of 8-7. 8 runs, 6 hits, 4 errors for St. Wendell, 7 runs, 6 hits, and an error for Fort Ripley. On the mound for St. Wendell today, Austin Diekman starts, a relief by Logan Harn in the 5th. He'll pick up the win. Jake Ethan in the 9th picks up the save. And for Fort Ripley, Brett Kramer starts, relieved by Alex Hepoki in the 6th. He takes the loss, and Isaac Hansen comes on after Alex. The hitting highlights for St. Wendell today, Brandon Diekman had a double and an RBI. Tanner Reese with a double, a run scored and an RBI. Logan Harn, Tanner Tomczyk, Aiden Mikowski, and Carter Boss all had singles today for St. Wendell. For Fort Ripley, Chris Smolke was 2-for-3 with two RBIs. Brett Kramer had a double with 2 runs, Brian Skluzacek, Logan Harn, Nick Gillespie, Seth Vox all had singles. St. Wendell scored 4 runs in the top of the 8th inning, taking the lead. Carter Boss scored the game-winning run on a bases-loaded hit by pitch. Final today at St. Wendell, defeating Fort Ripley 8-7. Avon at Flensburg this afternoon, and Avon defeats Flensburg by a score of 14-1 in 7 innings. 14 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Avon, 1 run, 3 hits, and an error for Flensburg. Matt Pickleman will pick up the win for Avon, relieved by Cole Wellman in the 6th. And for Flensburg, Peter Knopik takes the loss, relieved by Garrett Coquette in the 4th inning, Simon Pansky in the 7th inning. Hitting highlights for Avon today, Elliot Allen, 3-for-4. He scored 3 runs. Ryan Jansen, he was 2-for-4 with a double and a home run for Avon today. And that was a grand slam home run for Ryan. He ended up with 6 RBIs today. Reese Gregory was 2-for-2 with a double and 3 RBIs, and Bennett Hilla had a double. For Flensburg, Jared Coquette, Juan Melancino, and Carter Holman all had singles for Flensburg. Their 3 hits. Final today in 7 innings, Avon 14, Flensburg 1. St. Wendell at Freeport today, and Freeport defeats St. Wendell by a score of 5-3. 5 runs, 3 hits, 3 errors for Freeport. 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors for St. Wendell. Andrew Kersman picks up the win for Freeport, relieved by Ivor Papke in the 6th. He'll get the save. St. Wendell's Jake Ethan starts, relieved by Aiden Mikowski in the 6th inning. He'll take the loss. Highlights for Freeport this afternoon, Nate Mettenberg, 1-for-3 with a double and 2 RBIs. Matt Johnson, one for three with a double and two runs. Mason Totkus, Ben Millard, both had singles. Jake Bregman had three walks today and was hit by a pitch. For St. Wendell, Tanner Reese was two for five. Logan Harn, one for five. He hit the first pitch of the game for a home run for St. Wendell. And Jake Ethan, Tanner Tomczak, Carter Boss, and Ronaldo Ramos all had singles. Final today at Freeport, defeating St. Wendell 5-3. St. Stephen at Sobieski today, and this one goes eight innings, having St. Stephen defeat Sobieski 16-5 in eight innings. 16 runs, 18 hits, and an error for St. Stephen. 5 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for Sobieski. Landon Lunzer picks up the win for St. Stephen today, relieved by Chris Belling in the 7th. For Sobieski, Matt Phillippe starts and takes the loss, relieved by Jake Capon in the 4th, Dusty Parker in the 6th for Sobieski. Some hitting highlights today for St. Stephen. Matt Meyer, 4 for 6. He had a home run. Jack Schlanka, 3 for 6 with a double and a home run. 3 runs scored, 5 RBIs for Jack today. Cole Fuecker was 2 for 6, 2 home runs, and 5 RBIs. And Carter Kent was 3 for 5 with a double for the Steves. For Sobieski, Matt Phillippe, 2 for 5 with a double. Hudson Phillippe, 2 for 4 with a home run. Bo Thoma was 2 for 5 today with a double. Colin Cray had a double. As St. Stephen this afternoon defeats Sobieski in 8 innings, 16-5. Upsala at Randall today, and Upsala defeats Randall by a score of 8-7. 8 runs, 9 hits, 1 error for Upsala. 7 runs, 12 hits, 4 errors for Randall. Nick Freeler on the mound for Upsala today, relieved by C.J. Clear in the 2nd inning. He picks up the win. Matt Swanson comes on in the 8th inning, picks up the save for Upsala. For Randall, Travis Wenzel starts, taking the loss, relieved by Nate Benning in the 4th. Hitting highlights for Upsala today, Brandon Walensky, 2 for 4 with a double, and Bryce Bienick was 2 for 4. For Randall, Travis Wenzel, 1 for 4 with a double. Carter Gwost was 2 for 5, and Kyle Bozer, 2 for 3 with a double. A final this afternoon from Randall, Upsala 8 and Randall 7. Royalton at Piers taking on the Bulldogs today, and Royalton defeats the Piers Bulldogs 11-10. 11 runs, 13 hits, 1 error for Royalton. 10 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors for the Piers Brewers. Nick Henry on the mound today for Royalton, relieved by Zach Leopold in the 3rd inning. Tyler Gendro in the 7th inning. He'll get the win for Royalton. For the Piers Bulldogs, Chad Weiss starts, relieved by Gunnar Gustafson in the 3rd. Kyle Hastings in the 7th inning takes the loss. Cooper Grasshorn in the 8th inning and Mason Harold in the 9th inning for the Piers Bulldogs. Hitting highlights for Royalton today, Grayson Suska, 3 for 3 with a double and 3 runs scored. Hunter Young was 3 for 3. Joe Guida had a double and Zach Sakala tripled for Royalton. For the Piers Bulldogs, Craig Lupertz was 2 for 6 with a double. Chad Weiss, 2 for 5 with a double and a home run and 4 RBIs. Mason Harold was 2 for 3 with 3 runs scored. Gunnar Gustafson, 2 for 5 with a double. Royalton rallied in this ballgame for 4 runs in the top of the 8th inning. Hunter Young single scored Ryan Snyder for the game-winning run. A final again today had Royalton traveling to Piers, beating the Piers Bulldogs by a score of 11-10. That'll do it for Victory League scores and highlights. When we come back, we have some County Line League scores and highlights right after these messages.
When it comes to building new or remodeling old, your stop is at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich. Stop in and bring your ideas and plan with their experts to make your building project come true. They offer computerized drafting estimates for all your windows, siding, shingles, trim, and more. It's all available at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. They have been serving the area for over 100 years, and they thank you for your business. Wishing the best to all the area teams. Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up Happy Hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown 4-1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond. Thermotech Premium Windows and Doors have been framing your world since 1958 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose. Thermotech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermotech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermotech windows and doors for your building or remodeling. For all your excavating needs, give BNS Excavating a call, serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tilling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, BNS Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to the area teams.
In the business of promoting your business.
Hey, it's Dale from Promotional Resources. Baseball season is here. If you are in need of a new athletic supplier, give me a call. Everything from team uniforms, caps, jackets, and t-shirts. We can do it all. I would love the opportunity to earn your business as the supplier of these products for your team. This is Dale. Give me a shot, and I will earn your business.
Promotional Resources, INC. In the business of promoting your business.
Dad, Caitlin's been in the bathroom for an hour. I need to get in there.
Olivia, just go outside like I do.
An hour? Really?
Time to expand your bathroom, or better yet, add another one?
Better get Gilk.
This is James Gilk.
And Wendy Gilk from Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and AC. From plumbing to clean, soft water needs, we are here to help.
Alex, outside? Really?
Visit us at gilkplumbing.com, a Rheem Pro partner.
Better get Gilk. Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and AC.
Back to you again, Randy.
All right, Barry, and we go over to the Central Valley League tonight. Luxembourg at Pearl Lake today, and Luxembourg defeats Pearl Lake by a score of 3-2. Three runs, five hits, two errors for Luxembourg, two runs, five hits, and four errors for Pearl Lake. JT Harn on the mound will go the distance today for Luxembourg. He picks up the win. His catcher, Cade Stang. For Pearl Lake, Chance Berger starts. Chance takes the loss, relayed by Nolan Notch in the fifth inning, and the catcher was Colton Fruth. Hitting highlights for Luxembourg today, we had Luke Schmidt with an RBI and stolen base. It was Ethan Fruth, two runs with stolen base for Luxembourg. And for Pearl Lake, Austin Lensmeyer was 2-for-4 with an RBI. Mitch Winicky, 1-for-1, had a single in the ninth inning. A final score again today from Pearl Lake had Luxembourg defeating Pearl Lake by a score of 3-2. St. Nick at St. Augusta today, and it was St. Nick over St. Augusta 4-2. That's all I've got on that ball game today. Did not get scores from Eden Valley, from Watkins. Did not get scores today from the Cold Spring Rockies, and Kibble. So no scores from those clubs and their ball games today. All right, we will take another break. When we come back, it's Stearns County League scores and highlights right after these messages.
Grab a bowl of Cooley's Famous Popcorn and have them set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop by and enjoy a pizza, a microwave sandwich, or a favorite beverage. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Bob, Johnny, Nancy, Bonnie, Coco, Amy, Doug, and Lori. Play your favorite song on the jukebox, throw a game of darts, or try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Come visit us today at Halfley's Bar, where the beer is cold and the conversation inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Butch Show forever and ever.
Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Well, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business, but Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-2101.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area since 1996. They are licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Cutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, class 5, basements, dozer, and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They are available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your
dealer. For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sox Center Herald or the Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesdays and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon. And the Sox Center Herald is published weekly on Thursday. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers or pick up a weekly edition in many local grocery and convenience stores. We're proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sox Center Herald and the Star Post.
Your future is important to Kensington Insurance and Grinnell Mutual. That's why we are dedicated to providing you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages. We'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Nancy Mathiasen or Julie Anderson, your local Grinnell Mutual agent at Kensington Insurance today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
All right, back to you again there, Randy.
Thank you, Barry, and back to the Dick Putt Show we go here on KASM Radio. We're going to go over to the Stearns County League this afternoon, and we find in the Stearns County League, it was Numinic at Richmond today, and Richmond defeats Numinic by a score of 3-2. For Richmond, 3 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. Numinic, 2 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors. Dalton Thielen starts on the mound for Richmond today, relieved by Justin Schrader in the 7th inning. He'll get the win. Carter Thielen in the 9th with the save, and the catcher, Tyler Prom. For Numinic, Ty Reller starts, relieved by Brandon Holm in the 8th. He'll take the loss, and the catcher, Logan Funk. Hitting highlights for Richmond today, Kyle Buddy was 2-for-4. Goose Hadley, 3-for-4 with a double. Cole Schmitz had a double, and Justin Schrader a double. In Munich, Brandon Holm had a double, and Caden Sand a double. Final this afternoon from Richmond, Richmond 3, Munich 2. Farming at Roscoe today, and Farming defeats Roscoe by a score of 2-0. 2 runs, 8 hits, and no errors for Farming. No runs, 4 hits, and 2 errors for Roscoe. Adam Neibauer starts on the mound for Farming today, picking up the win, relieved by Ethan Navertil in the 7th, and the catcher, Josh Becker. For Roscoe, Russell Leindecker starts on the mound, relieved by Josh McAdams in the 8th. Leindecker takes the loss, and the catchers were Braden Vanderbeek and Nicholas Utch. Hitting highlights for Farming today, it was Isaac Nett, 2-for-4 with a double. Robert Schlepper, 2-for-4. And Ethan Borgerding had a double. For Roscoe, Max Ottman was 2-for-4 this afternoon as Farming defeats Roscoe 2-0. Greenwald, they played host to Meyer Grove today, and Greenwald defeats Meyer Grove in 7 innings, 10-0. 10 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors for Greenwald, no runs, 4 hits, 3 errors for Meyer Grove. Brett Engelmeyer starts on the mound for Greenwald, relieved by Tyler Hoffman. In the 7th inning, Engelmeyer the win, and the catcher, Tyler Thomas. for Meyer Grove. Matt Imdick starts on the mound, taking the loss. His relief, Joe Schwinghammer, and the catcher, Ryan Omscheid. Hitting highlights for Greenwald today, Tyler Thomas, 2-for-2 with a double. Braden Dobmeier, 2-for-3, he had a double. Sam Freeler was 2-for-3, and Gabe Schweders, 2-for-4 with a double. For Meyer Grove, Ryan Omscheid was 2-for-3 this afternoon. Final from Greenwald in 7 innings, Greenwald 10, Meyer Grove nothing. El Rosa at Spring Hill this afternoon, and Spring Hill defeats El Rosa by a score of 9-4. 9 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for Spring Hill. 4 runs, 12 hits, 5 errors for El Rosa. Regan Nelson starts on the mound for Spring Hill today, relieved by Anthony Reverman in the 5th. He'll get the win, and the catcher, Sam Reeland. For El Rosa, Riley Myers starts, relieved by Wyatt Stephenson in the 5th. He'll take the loss. Torrey Johnson in the 9th, and the catcher, Ethan Mueller. Hitting highlights for Spring Hill today, Eric Terrace was 2-for-5, Dylan Gertgen, 2-for-3, Anthony Reverman, 1-for-1, and Jamie Terrace was 1-for-3. He had a 2-run homer in the 8th inning. For El Rosa, Kevin Kiefler was 3-for-5 today, Jackson Peter, 2-for-3, and Gavin Campson, 3-for-5. A final this afternoon from Spring Hill, it was Spring Hill 9, El Rosa 4. And St. Martin over in Lake Henry today. St. Martin defeats Lake Henry by a score of 12-5. 12 runs, 16 hits, 4 errors for the Martins. 5 runs, 11 hits, 1 error for Lake Henry. Tanner Arsenault starts on the mound for St. Martin, relieved by Jalen Arsenault in the 4th. He'll get the win. Scott Leeser in the 5th. Ben Schrader in the 8th. And the catcher, Kyle Leeser. For Lake Henry, Torrey Omscheid starts, taking the loss, relieved by Sam Huffer in the 3rd. Carter Wessel in the 7th, and the catcher, Shane Campson. Hitting highlights for St. Martin today, Kyle Leeser was 2-for-5. Tanner Arsenault, 3-for-5. Tanner had 2 doubles and a home run. We had Carter Thielen going 2-for-3 today. Scott Leeser. Leeser was 3-for-5. He had a home run. Carter Thielen also had a double today for St. Martin. Nolan Reeder was 2-for-6 with a double this afternoon. As that's going to do it for highlights for the Martins and for Lake Henry today. Some hitting highlights included Shane Campson going 2-for-5 today. Grant Ludwig was 2-for-2 in the ball game. Josh Campson 1-for-4 with a double. As St. Martin defeats Lake Henry this afternoon, 12-5. I did get a couple more scores from the Central Valley League on Friday night in the Central Valley League over in Cold Spring. It was Luxembourg defeating the Cold Spring Rockies 6-2 on Friday night. Luxembourg over the Cold Spring Rockies 6-2. And this afternoon, Kimball defeated the Cold Spring Rockies 12-6. It was Kimball over the Cold Spring Rockies 12-6 today in Central Valley League action. That's going to do it for the scores and highlights portion of the Dick Putz Show. We're going to take one more break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at some of these schedules for the coming week, and I will announce my game of the week coming up next week, right after these messages.
If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 15 office locations and 80 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation, excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralmnrealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
Norbco Barn Products are proudly distributed in Minnesota, and Dairyland Supply in Saxoner is your local dealer. Norbco offers a wide range of high-quality barn equipment to keep your animals happy and healthy, from freestalls, gates, ventilation, fence line feeding, and more. So if you are thinking about a barn project this spring, then give Dairyland Supply a call to keep your operation running smoothly. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Stearns County Baseball and the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to once again support amateur baseball and the Dick Putz Show. Just like amateur baseball, West Central Sanitation is very much a part of Central Minnesota. Local, family-owned, we support the communities we serve while providing great local refuse and recycling services. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can help with any of your waste recycling needs. Call us today, 1-800-246-7630. West Central Sanitation, good neighbors you've come to trust.
Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Wood Shop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Wood Shop of Avon.
Hi, Dan Zimmerman here once again on behalf of Willembring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman. Randy told me I've got 30 seconds. Since I'm no auctioneer, I can't fill the airwaves with too much info, but I can tell you this. Our law firm has been around since before I started back in 1981, and I'm pretty proud of that. Put our years of experience to work for you, whether it's litigation, estate planning and probate, business, real estate, family law, you get the idea. Give us a call. Keep listening to Chasm for more details.
One more time, Randy, all yours.
Thank you, Barry. And the Dick Putz Show, we take a look at some schedules for the coming week. Looking at the Central Valley League, what do they got going on next weekend? And on, looks like Friday night, Pearl Lake will be at Cold Spring taking on the Rockies. That's on Friday night, May 17th. And then on Sunday, the 19th, we have St. Augusta at Eden Valley, Pearl Lake at Kimball, and Luxembourg at Watkins. Those are the scheduled games in the Central Valley League that's coming up next Friday night and next Friday night and Sunday. Over in the County Line League, next Friday night, we'll have Painesville at New London Spicer. That's a 7:30 game, Painesville at New London Spicer. And then on Sunday, it'll be New London Spicer at Atwater and Starbuck at Norway Lake Sunburg. And those games are scheduled for 1:30 in the County Line League on Sunday. That's New London Spicer at Atwater and Starbuck at Norway Lake Sunburg. Painesville's at New London Spicer at 7:30 on Friday night. And over in the Stearns County League, and again, if there is some discrepancy, I know there's been some makeup games, and I apologize if I didn't get some of those makeup games in, but next Sunday it'll be Roscoe at Lake Henry. We have St. Martin. They'll be at Richmond next Sunday. These are 1:30 starts. El Rosa at Meyer Grove. Greenwald will be at New Munich and Farming at Spring Hill. And I've been saving my game of the week, looking at the schedule here. Next Sunday, I'm going to go over to the Central Valley League on Sunday at 2 o'clock. It'll be St. Nick at the Cold Spring Rockies. That is my scheduled game of the week, St. Nick at the Cold Spring Rockies, 2 o'clock next Sunday afternoon here on KASM. That'll do it. Another Dick Putz Show here on KASM Radio. Thank you to Barry Johnson again. Barry has recorded this Dick Putz Show. It will be available on our website at some point tomorrow. Thank you again for joining us, and have a good night, everyone.
Thank you, Randy. Always a pleasure working with you. Now we get back to a little bit of old time. K-A-S-M.